What does it take to scale a business? Well, there's really five steps when it comes to scaling. The first step is the offer, okay? This is gonna be your product or service. Everything starts with the offer. If your product or service or the thing that you're trying to sell sucks, it doesn't matter how good the rest of the stuff I'm gonna tell you is, everything begins with the offer. And we're gonna talk about how to make great offers at that. Second is marketing. So we need to go over how are you gonna do your marketing. If you have a great offer, you have a great product, you have a great service, how do you get people aware of it? The next one is gonna be sales. Okay, people are aware of it. You're generating leads. Now what? How do you get people to buy the thing? They're aware of it, they see it, how do you get them to buy? Fourth, we're gonna go over operations. Now that people have bought the thing from you, how exactly are they gonna get fulfillment out of it? How exactly are you going to serve the customer or the client? How are you gonna maintain that relationship and give them exactly what they wanted? And lastly, finance. At the end of the day, are you actually making money with this thing? You're gonna go through all of these iterations of building this business, building this product, building this offer, and if it doesn't make any money when it's all said and done, then what are you gonna do? How are you gonna reiterate it? This is exactly how you're supposed to build any kind of business or any kind of new product within your business. And guess what? This is literally always happening. I'm always creating new offers and new businesses. I'm then trying to figure out how do I market this new offer to the public. Then I'm deciding, okay, we got these leads. How are we selling it? What kind of scripts? How do we do this? Then once we start getting sales, okay, how do we make sure we're fulfilling on what we're selling? And then lastly, did it make any money? And guess what? If it made good money, then I'm gonna go back to the top and say, okay, let's market more. Let's get more people through the door. This is going great. Or maybe it didn't make the money we wanted. Maybe the margins weren't as good as we thought. And we gotta say, hey, how do we reinvent the offer? How do we lower our marketing spend? How do we figure out how to make sales more effective and convert better? It's basically this ongoing thing that just keeps happening, and that is business in a nutshell. So the question becomes, how do you do all these things at a really high level? Well, that's what we're gonna learn about today. So first thing, let's talk about the offer. What are some things you need to know about when you're creating an offer? Well, for one, this to me is the most important thing when it comes to making an offer. Profitability, okay? If the offer is not gonna be profitable, then it's not gonna make sense. You could have the best offer in the world, but if you are not profitable with it, it makes no sense. For example, if I was to say, hey, I'm gonna go do one-on-one coaching for a dollar, I bet a bunch of you guys, probably everyone here, would go take the one-on-one coaching for a dollar. Well, it's not gonna really be profitable because I can't work for a dollar and, you know, service all these different people, right? And if that wasn't good enough, what if I was like, hey, well, you know what? I'll coach you one-on-one for a dollar. I'm also gonna give you the keys to my Hummer, so you get that, you know, no matter what. I'm also gonna let you stay at my house, so you can go stay there. You don't gotta pay anything, just pay the dollar. You know, you get all of it included for a dollar. Well, clearly, it's not gonna be that profitable. So we gotta make sure that whatever we're selling has enough margin to cover all the other expenses to service the product and still make a profit at the end of the day. And I'll go over that, you know, as we continue to go through this. But profitability to me is the number one thing. The next thing is scalability. So with scalability, one-on-one is not going to work, right? Even if I was able to offer it for a good price that made sense for me profitability-wise, I'm not gonna be able to scale it because I only have so many hours in a day to do one-on-one. If I just told you, hey, you know, we're gonna do 1 hour a month or 1 hour a week on our meetings, how many people could I realistically do? I mean, maybe 50? Max, like if I did it 50 hours a week at 50 people, I could have 50 clients in one-on-one. That is the max scalability if I was to do a one-on-one offer. But here's the thing, you know, we got group coaching programs. Group coaching is great because I can go do, you know, one message to infinite amounts of people. That's what makes YouTube great. Right now, there's gonna be thousands of people who watch this video and I only gotta film it, you know, for however long it takes, for the hour, and I get mass scalability. Literally, there's no limit. If it went viral, which would be amazing, and it got millions and millions of views, it's still the same amount of work for me. It's infinitely scalable. And so, you know, if you're gonna create a product, think about the scalability. Now, here's the thing I wanna tell you. It doesn't need to be scalable off the bat. Like if you're just getting started, you wanna be a consultant, it's okay to do one-on-one starting out. But just know, eventually as time goes on, you're gonna have to transition to a more scalable model. The third one is understand the market. So what is the market saying that your service, your product, everything is worth? You know, in this example of one-on-one, back to it, what is it worth? Well, you know, people pay one-on-one for different things based on your skill level. You know, I know Warren Buffett, he auctions off one lunch every year and people pay millions of dollars to have the one lunch with Warren Buffett. That's what he is worth. That's what one lunch with Warren is worth. I do a random golf with me day that people pay over $10,000 for. We go golf together. We go talk about their business. We hang out. We build a relationship. I've had many, many people buy that offer. So what is the market for whatever it is you're selling? You know, we sell event tickets. We sell education. Oh, if I'm making offers on houses for my real estate business, you know, what's the market value of the home and what I need to offer to be competitive? So you got to understand the market that you're in and what kind of price you can demand based on your skill level, your track record, and the value of your offer. But you got to understand it. The fourth is purpose. You need to understand what is the purpose behind why you're creating this offer. Business is hard, guys. It does not matter how long you've been in it. It still is always hard. And so the way you get past the hard moments, you know, people talking crap about you, you know, losing money on a deal, having to fire people, having to get betrayed. How do you get past all of that stuff? Well, your purpose better be really big for why you're doing this. If it's simply about making money, you know, there will come a point where you make enough money and you're like, dude, I'm good. And you'll no longer continue to work hard. You'll just kind of maintain. So if you have a big purpose, that will push you through the hard times. Now, here's the thing for me. If I can build a business that fulfills me and can make me a lot of money, profitability, and is scalable, and I know there's a good market for it, and I'm competitive, you know, for what I'm doing, and it has purpose, well, dude, I'm gonna win. That's all that matters. You know, I'll give you an example, YouTube, which is basically education. You know, we're in the education business. Our education company does over 8 figures a year. And I love it because of purpose. At the end of the day, I love doing these videos. I love helping people. I love throwing events. We've held an event every quarter called WealthCon, over 1,000 people. Nobody else is doing that every quarter with over 1,000 people. It's really hard to do, but we do it because I love the purpose side of it. We hold, you know, we bring the best speakers in the world, top entrepreneurs. I've had pretty much every big name you can imagine speak at the events. And then we hold a church service. We have worship songs. We have a pastor speak. I speak. Like, it's a totally different kind of event. And it's purely because of purpose. Now, here's the thing. That's you know, a once in a blue, well, not once in a blue moon, but that's a rare business where you could build one that is profitable, is scalable, you know, you're good, the market's great, and then you get to build your purpose. My other business, flipping houses and wholesaling, it's not that purposeful. I mean, at the end of the day, do I like real estate? Of course, it's what got me to where I'm at today. But do I get fulfillment out of flipping houses anymore? Not really, but I do like the result that house flipping gives me. And so at the end of the day, if I'm getting the results that I want, then it's fulfilling me as a byproduct, if that makes sense, right? If house flipping makes me the money I wanna make, it helps me employ people, and then with that money, I'm able to go and do the things I wanna do that are important to me, then it's fulfilled the purpose. So you don't have to have the actual business fulfill your purpose, but you do need a reason for the business that's gonna push you through the tough times, all right? Now, these are the components that make up an offer. Once you've kind of dialed in, hey, here's what I'm gonna do. Like, I'm gonna become a house flipper. Well, what's your offer? Well, your offer is based on being cash, being convenient, being quick close, all that good stuff. You don't need a realtor, all right? If you're an education or if you're in service-based company, hey, you know, our offer is this, we're competitive with the market, it's scalable, we know that our costs are good, it's gonna be profitable, and we enjoy doing it. These are all important for determining the product. Now, once you have the product, how do you make the offer so good and so irresistible, and it makes people wanna buy it without you even having to sell them or market it? The offer is just that good. Well, I think there's a few different keys that come into play in making offers really good, okay? One is that people think about is price. So I used the drastic example earlier and I said, what if I offered you one-on-one for a dollar? Like, it's like, well, price alone, people will buy it. They're just like, well, dude, it's only a dollar. Like, cool, let's do it. But price is one way to get people to buy your thing. Now, are you going to be profitable if you have a low price? That's the question you got to answer. I'll tell you, this is why software and everything is worth so much, because think about a thing like Netflix, you know, for $20 a month, it's very cheap, the price is low, and you get access to literally thousands of TV shows and movies and everything else. The like everything about the price for what you get is crazy. And that comes back down to another aspect of great offers, is just the value. You know, what is the value to price ratio? With Netflix, it's hard to say what the value is of having access to all those movies. You can make the argument that, hey, if I were to buy every single one of those movies and shows, it would cost me, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars, and I get it for $20. So clearly, the value far exceeds the price. And so if you can make the value far exceed the price, you're going to win. It's going to be easy to sell. Another thing that allows for an offer to become great is the time. So how quickly do you actually get the product? I mean, the moment you sign up for Netflix, you get it immediately. And so Netflix is an easy sell. You immediately get access to thousands of movies and TV shows right now. You know, I was using Tesla as an example earlier when I was doing this training, but it's like, man, dude, for a Tesla, think about the price. You know, their normal car, the Model Y is like 50K. Compared to other 50K cars, the value is so much greater with a Tesla. I don't care what you think about the looks, but on a pure spec basis, nobody can compete with a Tesla at that price. It's faster, right? Like the Model Y goes like 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds. The technology is better. It drives itself, you know, it doesn't have any maintenance. It's electric. It's cheaper to maintain. Everything about it value-wise is significantly better. And it has over-the-air updates that make it better as time goes on. So clearly, you know, the value is there. And that's why Tesla has become the most valuable car company in the world, because their prices are good and the value far exceeds the price. And relative to their market, they blow their market out of the water, all right? And then time. You know, you can get a Tesla right now. It's very simple to get. You just go on the website and buy it. And that leads to another one, which is ease. Like, how easy is your product to use? You know, think about this. If we're talking about getting fit, all right? Well, getting fit requires you to diet, work out, you know, get on these programs, have accountability, train. There's a lot that takes to get fit. It's not easy to do, but you want to know why people like steroids and liposuction and, you know, surgeries and stuff? It's because it's easy. Like, you could go drop your fat today, tomorrow, very quickly, time, by doing any of these different things, right? So ease determines why people buy. So these are just some variables about how you can make your offer very appealing. You can make it price appealing. You can make the value far exceed the price. You know, you can make it very instant. You can make it very easy to use. They all play a role in creating a great offer or a great business.